Title: Writing Atmospheric Themes from Field Recordings Advanced. All right, welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're going to do something that instantly levels up your tracks, turning one field recording into an entire atmospheric theme system. And when I say atmosphere, I don't mean a random rain sample in the intro that disappears the moment the drop hits. I mean a coherent world that can survive a full rolling drop without killing your drums, fighting your bass, or smearing your snare. By the end, you'll have five things built from a single recording: a y-tonal atmos pad, a rhythmic texture loop that grooves with the drums, a playable found sound hook, tension and impact effects, and a basic DNB arrangement that actually uses atmos as structure. Let's get into it. First, choose the right recording and do a little prep. Field recordings are instant vibe, but not all recordings are equally useful. You're listening for one of three qualities: 1. Broadband noise with character. Rain, wind, crowd wash, distant traffic. This stuff is amazing for beds and pads. 2. Mechanical tone. Train hum, escalator, fan, fridge motor. That's where playable tonal material often hides. 3. Interesting transients. Footsteps on gravel, gate clanks, bike spokes, keys, little ticks. That's your rhythmic texture and your air percussion potential. Bring your recording into Ableton on an audio track. For the ambience version, set warp mode to complex pro, keep formants off, and use a longer envelope, like 128 to 256. We're trying not to make it sound like time-stretched chewing gum. Later, when we do rhythmic chopping, we'll switch to beats mode, because it's snappier and it respects transients. Now do a quick surgical cleanup. Not a full restoration job. Think, make it mix ready. Drop on EQ8, high pass around 80 to 150 Hz to get rid of low rumble. If you're writing heavier DNB with a big sub and a thick reese, go steeper and higher. Then scan for nasty resonances. Common ugly zones are 200 to 500 Hz for boxy stuff and 2 to 4K for harshness. If there's handling noise or a constant bump, a gate can help, but be careful. A gate can make ambience pump in a bad way. Use it only if there's obvious garbage. And a key rule before we build anything: atmosphere can be wide, low end cannot. So later we'll widen, but only after we've already removed the low frequencies. Now, coach note before we even start processing: do storied editing first. Don't process the entire recording like it's one blob. Treat it like a film editor. Create a few selects, like 5 to 20 seconds each, with different emotional roles. Put them on separate lanes and label them. For example, wide wash, detail ticks, dread hum, impact, motion. This is one of those pro workflow moments. Once your material is organized by emotional function, sound design becomes composition, not random knob turning. Cool. Now step 1. The tonal atmos pad from noise using the resonator's trick. Duplicate your recording track and name it ATMPAD. On this track, build a chain that pulls musical notes out of the noise without turning it into a cheesy synth pad. Start with EQ8. High pass higher than you think. 150 to 250 Hz is a good range. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 250 to 400. If it needs air, a tiny shelf up at 10K can help, but keep it tasteful. Then add resonators. Set it to mode I, the cleaner mode. Set dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. You want the field recording fingerprint to remain. We're not replacing the sound, we're revealing tonality inside it. Now tune resonators to your key. Let's use F minor as an example. Tune the resonators to F, AB, C, and EB. Then maybe another F an octave up. If you want darker tension, you can swap in G instead of EB, or even add something spicy like GB or B very quietly. That B2 or tritone, tucked in low, is instant menace. Set decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds. If it rings too bright, pull color slightly negative. After resonators, add a chorus or chorus ensemble. Subtle, slow rate, low amount. We're trying to make width and motion, not 90s sci-fi wobble. Then a reverb, big but controlled. Size around 50 to 80, decay 4 to 10 seconds. And here's the important part for DNB. Use the reverb's low cut. Put it somewhere like 300 to 600 Hz so the verb doesn't thicken the low mids. High cut around 8 to 12K to avoid fizzy wash. Then an auto filter, low pass, 12 dB slope. This is your arrangement automation lever. In intros and breakdowns, the filter opens. In drops, the filter tightens. Finally, utility. Push width, like 140 to 180%, but only after you've high passed. And keep your gain sane. DNB headroom matters. If your atmos is loud, the whole track feels smaller. Now make it evolve. If you have Max for Live, use an LFO to gently wiggle reverb dry slash wet, like plus or minus 3 to 8%, or just automate the filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. The goal is Alive, not look at my automation. Alright, step 2. Build a rhythmic texture loop that grooves with your drums. Create a new track called ATM Rhythm and use the same recording. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve 1/16 or 1/8, depending on how busy your drums are. Transients around 60 to 90. Now you have two approaches. Fast clip chop or slicing to MIDI. Clip chop is quick. Loop a one bar section that has nice detail. Then use clip volume automation to create gates. You're basically drawing a rhythm out of ambience. Think syncopation around the snare, little pushes before the 2 and 4. Add autopan for a tremolo feel. Rate around 1/8. Phase at 0 degrees if you want pure volume pulsing rather than left-right panning. Then, if you want grit, a tiny bit of redux. Tiny. This is seasoning. The more controlled method is slicing. Right-click, slice to new MIDI track, slice by transients, using simpler. Then program a one-bar MIDI rhythm that complements your break groove. Think ghost hits between snares, not a new drum pattern. Add the velocity device to randomize a little so it feels like reality, not a grid. Now mixing. High-pass the rhythmic texture at 200 to 400 Hz. It doesn't need body. It needs detail. Then sidechain compress it from your drum group or your kick. Subtle settings. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking. You shouldn't hear pumping. You should feel space. And here's an advanced option if you want density without masking. Use a gate keyed from a snare ghost track. The texture opens in the gaps and closes right on the snare transient. That keeps snap, but the groove feels busier. It's one of those how is this track so detailed but still clean? Tricks. Step 3. Make a playable found sound instrument. This is where your atmosphere becomes a theme. The listener can hum it, even if it's not a normal synth. Find a tonal moment in the recording. A hum, a distant siren note, metal ringing, a wing tone, anything sustained. Consolidate a clean chunk. Drag it into simpler and classic mode. Turn warp off inside simpler for clean pitching. Turn loop on. Adjust loop points to avoid clicks, and use fade if needed. Now build a DNB-friendly hook chain. Add a bit of glide, like 30 to 80 milliseconds, for moody slides. Add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. You want it to hold its position in the mix. Then EQ8. High pass 150 to 250. If it gets harsh, automate a dip around 2 to 4K when it gets loud or when the drums come in. Add echo. 1/4 or 3/16 is super DNB. Keep feedback around 15 to 35%. Darken the repeats with the built-in filter. Low pass them around 4 to 7K so the echoes don't compete with hats and snare crack. Then a shorter reverb than your pad, like 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. You want space, but you still want articulation. Now composition. Write an 8-bar phrase at 172 to 176 BPM. Keep it minimal. 2 to 4 notes is often heavier than 6 notes. Repetition is the point. Hypnosis is the point. Try call and response. Bars 1 to 4 are the question. Bars 5 to 8 are the answer. Same notes, slight rhythm change. In F minor, a solid simple set is F, Eb, C, Ab. Play offbeat stabs, and maybe one held note that leans into the snare. That classic push-pull against the backbeat is DNB glue. Quick tuning honesty check. Because found sounds love to lie to you, if your recording has a motor hum or room tone, throw on a tuner, but first bandpass it with a EQ8 so the tuner can read it. If it sits between notes, you have a choice. Either embrace the out-of-tune horror vibe, or commit, resample and transpose until it sits on a scale tone. The key is to be intentional. Step 4. Derive tension effects from the same recording. This is how you get one world cohesion. Everything feels like it came from the same place. Make a riser. Duplicate the raw recording. Reverse it. Add auto filter with a 24 dB low pass. Automate the cutoff from like 300 Hz up to 12K over 4 to 8 bars. Add a bit of resonance near the end. But careful, that can scream fast. Add reverb, 30 to 50% wet. Then automate pitch up into the drop. Plus 5 to plus 12 semitones is classic. It's not subtle. It's supposed to lift. Now the impact air hit. Find a transient, like a click, a step, a door. Put a huge reverb on it, like 70 to 90% wet. Decay 6 to 12 seconds. Resample it to audio. Trim it, fade it, and layer it quietly on the first downbeat or behind the snare. This is that the room got bigger feeling, without adding a cheesy cinematic boom. Now step 5, arrange it like a Rethel D&B track, using Atmos as structure. Here's a clean rolling template. Intro, 16 bars. Pad and hook teased, no full drums. You can hint the groove with filtered break ghosts, but keep it restrained. Build, 16 bars. Bring in the rhythmic texture. Open the pad slightly, maybe introduce the riser. Drop 1, 32 bars. Full drums and bass. The pad becomes drop safe. High pass it higher, like 200 to 400 Hz. Reduce reverb, tighten the filter. Hook becomes minimal. Less is more. Break, 16 bars. Strip bass, expose the field world again. This is your story moment. Let the recording breathe. Drop 2, 32 to 64 bars. Variation without new samples. Change resonators tuning slightly, or change the slice rhythm, or add a tiny new tension layer. Advanced arrangement upgrade. Think in 8-bar narrative arcs. Every 8 bars, do something small but intentional. Introduce a new tiny detail in bars 1 to 2. Widen or brighten in bars 3 to 4. Remove an element in bars 5 to 6. Then put a tension marker in bars 7 to 8, like a reverse swell. That structure makes your track feel composed instead of looped. And here's a killer pre-drop trick. 1 bar before the drop, do a world collapse. Pull down your world reverb, send fast, tighten the pad filter, mute the rhythmic texture. Then on the first downbeat, reintroduce just a hint of high-passed pad. Your drop will hit harder without changing drums or bass. Now step 6. Make it sit with bass and drums. Advanced mix moves. First, group all Atmos tracks into an ATM bus. This is crucial. You want one place to control the world. On the ATM bus, add a compressor and sidechain from the kick or the drum group. Ratio 2:1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release around 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction depending on density. This is not about obvious pumping. It's about the drums owning the foreground. Now mid/side cleanup. Put EQ8 on the ATM bus in M/S mode. High pass the mid slightly lower than the sides. For example, mid high pass at 180 Hz, sides high pass at 300. That keeps the stereo vibe, without filling up the center where your snare and bass need to punch. If the recording is hissy, control the air. A gentle multiband dynamics or a low pass around 10 to 14k can do it. You're not trying to kill air completely, you're trying to stop the sizzle blanket that makes everything feel less crisp. Then a very subtle saturator on the ATM bus, like 1 to 2 dB drive, just to glue the layers. This audio version is shortened for playback.